So this reveals my prejudice as to why I think Java will replace Fortran as a scientific computing language. The reason I believe it will is threefold. One is the technical reasons is that it ought to be possible to build as efficient compilers for Java as for Fortran, because Java has simple arrays, it has no pointers, and also, although if you use objects in Java, you're going to exhibit some overhead. However, the numerically intensive parts can be written with simple types, and those can be optimized by compilers. It ought to be possible to build as efficient compilers as you can for Fortran and Fortran 90. And I guess it has two critical additional features that Fortran doesn't have. It has object-oriented features, which I think are relatively obviously good ideas. Fortran 90 has some object-oriented features, but I believe them to be clumsier than those in Java. And perhaps the most important feature Java has is that it's linked automatically to the web. That is, I believe, one of the reasons it is Java is the natural first programming language that you teach people, because when you teach somebody Fortran, at least, or C, the standard Hello World applications, you print it out and you get some piece of paper saying Hello World, whereas in Java you get some nifty applet saying Hello World, or something interesting. So Java is a much more social language than Fortran, and a much more appealing language, especially for beginners, because the answer is graphical. The natural output is graphical. And also that graphical output can be shared with the people's peers. So one of the personal reasons that I like web technology is that it actually allows me to discuss what I do with my family, in particular my children. And my 12-year-old daughter wants two things for Christmas. She wants a Java class. She also wants a Perl class, actually, but she mainly wants a Java class, and she wants a chat room. She wants to have her own chat room. And so I believe the kids from her generation, at least the ones having access to the internet, will grow up knowing Java, because that's what they see on the web, and I believe that somehow they'll learn it. So I'm currently trying to take my university courses on Java and modify them for the K-12 so that I can deliver on this Christmas present and for my daughter, and I see that certainly compared to other languages, it is more attractive because its graphics is unfortunately not fully interpreted. It would be much easier to teach if it was fully interpreted. And I believe there's going to have to be versions of Java which are fully interpreted. But let's discuss JavaScript, which is fully interpreted, but it ain't Java. But in any case, I think after all these little details are sorted out, children will come to university knowing Java, and they will not learn Fortran. They will rebel. And so we will want to use Java as our scientific computing language.